Welcome to Two Beers Podcast. We're a podcast that drinks beers, and today we're drinking some Tin Dog.
You said that like, welcome to Two Beers Podcast, where we drink beer and kiss girls.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. My name's Jack. I'm your host.
One of them.
Yeah.
Tin Dog.
Tin Dog, what are we drinking?
Hop Dog IPA. ABV? You decide.
7.9 or 7.4, somewhere in the sevens, mid to upper sevens. That's gonna be fun.
Mm-hmm. No idea.
Why do you have the hood open?
Well, I don't know. It just seemed like everything's been.
Well, I'm gonna invite them in.
That's a good idea.
Look in the hood.
That's a good idea. You know, yeah.
Invite them in the car.
Yeah, I understand. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
So it's a very sticky beer. By that I mean the outside.
Yeah. So let's do this.
It has tropical hop flavors with a bitter backbone.
How about you read what they said about it?
I did. I'm here.
No. How about you read what they said about it on their website? You don't say.
Citra, Amarillo, or Amarillo, depending on your pronunciation. Simcoe hops, light fruit notes from the yeast. So.
There's that. Oh, I think light is an understatement, severely. That chills my bones, thinking that your nail's bending like that.
My nail wasn't bending. I know what you're doing.
It's just the sound and
it wasn't intentional.
I'm letting you know just how it made me feel. That's
okay.
All.
Why does yours look darker than mine?
No, it's pretty light.
Okay, maybe just like at the angle at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
First thoughts.
That's something they could do.
This doesn't smell like something you'd like. No, it doesn't.
I was questioning the whole fruity from the yeast thing until I took a drink.
Now you understand.
Now I understand.
So this is a beer that I got from the farmer's market relatively recently. Didn't try it.
Mm-mm.
Just picked it up.
Mm-hmm. Been there.
Doing a Thanksgiving podcast because this is releasing a couple days before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's not Thanksgiving for us. I'll be in Hawaii if you've been watching the episodes. Actually, I will.
Nice
I've already
pour. Been.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're like, let's just drink a random beer. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Yeah. Well, it's like farmer's market is where he got it. Farmer, farm, Thanksgiving. It's a thing. There's something there.
So we're going to draw hand turkeys because we're really festive. I don't know what a turkey looks like. I've seen one in real life, probably.
I did not let him look it up beforehand.
I don't even know how to do hand turkeys. I just know it's like a hand with turkey.
Oof, can't use these.
And why not?
They're expo. You're going to ruin them on paper.
What does that even mean? What are you supposed to use them on?
They're meant for whiteboards.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what expo is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's other markers.
Okay. Just, I know.
So, hand turkeys. And then, so what we're going to do is probably like talk about, you know, what does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like while we're hand turkeying up?
Oh.
No, while we're hand turkeying up. And then, because we only got one. And you're thanking God for that for sure. And just kind of go with the flow.
Did you take a sip yet?
No, I'm gonna get my outline going first.
Okay. Good idea to do that.
I got to figure out what kind of angle I want my turkey. I want my turkey like
this.
Kind of on like on a hill, I think.
I'm going portrait this time. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing my left hand here because I'm taking a risk.
And he's checking it twice.
You got to risk it to get the turkey.
Yeah, I've heard that.
We changed the angle of the camera, not because you guys can see more of the turkey now, but just because we
happy
can.
Happy accident.
Yeah, but now you guys can't see. Here, let me move my beer so you guys can see what's going on.
Is that supposed to happen? I'm a child.
I Oh, I got a little bit. I got like a little, like a
it's like my whole pinky, and actually all my fingers have something. Thanks, marker. Oh, did you give it a try? How's that sitting, bud? Would you rather just smell this Sharpie?
I'd rather eat the Sharpie.
Here we are.
So how does this beer look?
It's pretty clear. Pretty piss.
Yeah, it's definitely got a piss sheen to it. Mm-hmm. It really does. It's like, over here it's orange, but I think it's I'm getting tricked.
Yeah.
So if I go up here, I'm like, that's...
So I'm going to be honest.
It's a real piss.
I was going to go all feathers and then face in the middle, but I'm feeling this because it looks funny.
Yeah, I always thought the thumb was the head. Ah. That's what I was telling you.
Okay, well,
I think these are feathers.
Well, here we go, right? You know, I mean, here we go.
I'm gonna take this and I'm gonna draw like a little ball sack the turkey's got going.
That's
on.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
it's
a good idea. let's see here.
Yep, that's what I wanted.
He's got like a red beard.
Yep, he's got. No, it's a ball sack. You know, the turkey ball sack.
I know what you mean, but
yeah. So let me write this down. Piss yellow.
Yeah, absolute piss.
So what is it that you despise about these beers?
It's the yeast and the fruitiness, and it tastes like fucking cardboard.
Is it the combination of both? Like if it was just one?
No, it like can't be one without the other, in my opinion. I've never experienced it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what it is. Like they said, that fruitiness is like from the yeast, and like I fucking like whatever that is, I fucking hate that.
Do you have a nice dark brown?
Oh,
a nice dark brown ale over there.
Nope. I want to check your special ones. We're a fresh out of browns over here. We've got some dark, like, maroons, but... That's
unfortunate.
Hoping for a brown.
Got my Dexter case.
What about your bag? Do you have any browns in the bag? There's a brown in there.
You got a brown here?
Yeah, you got a brown there.
I don't see a brown.
Well, it's on the far right. I don't know about in the bag.
But they said in... Oh, yeah, I know I have a brown.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I thought you said in the bag.
I just asked about the bag if you had any. Browns, I don't know. Maybe. All right. Well, here we are. Hurry up, pitter patter.
Why do I need to hurry up? Do you also need a brown?
Who doesn't need a brown? We're coloring turkeys.
Okay. Chill out.
Fair enough.
You can wait on your brown.
No, I know. I'm doing other stuff. I need to figure out how I want to do it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Let's see here. I'm really going a direction here, you know.
Yeah, I took a direction myself. I'm not quite sure where it's going to end up here. Really.
Me neither. I have no idea.
What's a good eye color?
Black.
I mean, this.
Because they have no soul.
This dark blue.
Love it. I don't know where to go from here now. I am stuck. I lost my vision.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done, so...
Got glasses on?
He's a hipster turkey.
I understand.
Now, I got some things I can do. What do you think this beer smells like?
Dog shit. Pure fruit. Yeast.
Mm-hmm.
The ocean.
All I smell is marker right now. I just smell yeast.
Yeah.
Like just yeast. Are you thinking like an ocean of yeast?
Like dirty sand. That's what I was referencing.
Yeast. Dirty. Sand. Okay. I was really hoping this would be like a very decent beer. Really hoping.
I know, me too, actually. I really was as well.
I was like, man, I would hate to suffer through a beer today.
And here we are.
And here.
Where'd you get that red marker? I need your rollout thing.
This is a lot smaller than I wanted it to be.
I need a red colored pencil.
This green does not work. The red is right here.
No, I don't want the marker.
This was my red.
That's what I'm letting you know is I don't want the marker.
You said, where'd you get your red from?
Give me the marker.
You have a red, like, top.
No, that's orange. Don't even kid yourself. Orange. That's a red orange, but it's more of an orange.
I got a red right here.
I don't want it anymore.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Actually, I want it. Thank you.
Yeah, this marker is fucked. So.
Hello? Trying to color over the black. That's a thing. Is this a paint marker? Depress tip several times until ink flows. Ooh, oh! My god, it really goes.
So, how's your day?
You know, pretty normal. A little bit busier than it's been, which is nice for once. You know.
Yeah, was it today or yesterday that you were like, oh man, I walked into a whole mess today?
Oh, that was yesterday. But today, although it was still kind of like sweeping up the mess, it was mostly gone.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, much busier than it's been, so I'm not mad about that at all. How about you?
Well, you know, just getting shit done before the vacay.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a thing.
I do hear about that, yeah.
So.
Busy?
Not too bad.
That's nice. You know what I did realize today?
What's that?
Is that I've been really getting into food apps.
Food, what does that mean?
Like the
food
most apps. Like the most unhealthy way you could think of. Like fast food restaurants put apps out and you order on them, so you just walk in and go.
Mm.
And it's amazing.
What? So like Starbucks but food.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
So why don't you just like Uber?
Like Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Well, cuz I don't have to pay the fee then.
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. That's all. I appreciate that your turkey's on a skateboard.
Yeah, with some pink gumballs.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. I like that.
Yep.
That's good. That's good. It's nice. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little. Well, this guy.
Yeah. Got a little bit of this one.
It's kind of caps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's nice, especially like at Wendy's, like, I don't know what it is, but everyone's about Wendy's, and I'm just trying to give me some spicy nugs, you know?
Yeah, why is Wendy's a thing outside of spicy nugs?
I don't know, but people like, do it, and I'm like...
that's pretty much all they got going for them.
I do agree. Their burgers are very fine. I'd rather just go to McDonald's if I'm going to do that, though.
Yeah.
Personally.
You know, this beer's getting better.
I'll take your word for it. But, oh, my God. Can you not?
I'm giving this one of my word pictures. Green yeast.
Ah, that's pretty accurate. I do not disagree with you at all.
It's got a cheeky little green yeast going on.
Oh yeah, not subtle at all though.
Oh dude, these markers are crazy, man. Do you use one of these yet?
No.
Do you have like a reason to throw one at like that color, or this color, an orange in there real quick?
Yeah,
Just to try it. It's like, oh man.
Ooh, so much detail. This is fun. I enjoy this marker.
Like this. So Is Wendy's the only one you've done that on, or is there like
Chipotle, Chick-fil-A?
So you're really having a
I've really become a connoisseur, if you will. Okay. At this point, yeah.
What's the best app experience you've had so far?
Chipotle by far. I mean, Chick-fil-A is pretty good. It's just the interface sometimes doesn't look amazing.
Sometimes it kind of like glitches out a little bit too. I don't know if you've had that.
Yeah, it does. But Chipotle's is fantastic.
Also, I don't like that Chick-fil-A is like, let me know when you're here.
Just make my goddamn food. I put my order in at the exact time that I wanted you to make it anyways. Like, I timed that perfectly.
Yeah, I can run with this whole timing thing if you just stick to the making food thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is all on me. Like, yep. You just make the food, please. 100%, I agree.
How's your turkey coming along?
You know, it's coming.
What's your do you got a theme or
no, not a lot of ideas. I'm just kind of going as I go, you know. I thought I had an idea and then I lost it real quick. As I put it on the paper, I'm like, no, that's fucking stupid. That is absolutely stupid. So, but it's fine. We're here.
Here you are.
And we're just going to keep on going.
How long do you think you could take care of a turkey?
Ooh. You know, like actually.
How long do turkeys even live?
That's a good question, too. Probably not too long, right? But like longer than you'd think, maybe. They're also very dumb, I've heard. Like, turkeys would not be alive if it weren't for us wanting to eat them, because they're so stupid. Like, at this point, they just all die. Are you questioning me or your color?
Not the color. I'm solid on the color.
They'd all be dead.
So, here's the thing.
Okay.
Well, let's answer the question.
Okay. So, I think I could keep a turkey alive for, 2 weeks?
Okay. That's a short amount of time.
I'd probably forget about it. That's my problem, you know.
I don't think it would let you forget about it. I feel like turkeys are obnoxious.
Well, is it an inside turkey or an outside turkey?
I don't know. That's your call. It's
definitely an outside turkey. I'm going to forget about it.
Okay. Anyways, here's the thing.
Okay.
Who the fuck likes turkey?
There are people, Levi. No, I don't agree with them.
No. Nobody likes turkey. Let's be honest here. Nobody, not a single person thinks turkey is a good meat.
I don't know about that.
It's only acceptable in sandwiches, and even then, there's better options.
And I'm definitely skeptical.
Yes. I've had some good turkey sandwiches, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, this is the best turkey. Yeah. This is the best meat ever.
Yeah, no.
No.
Where's that cheeky brown that you threw somewhere?
Somewhere over here.
Oh, I see now. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? How long do you think you can keep a turkey alive?
4 seconds.
That is much shorter than me. I really thought it was going to be a bit longer.
I just feel like I would be doing the world a favor by ridding it of one more turkey.
So it's not like you don't think you could. It's just that, like...
No, I don't think
I could. Like, your willpower would just be like, I need to kill this animal.
I would be like Captain America at the end of Avengers, and I'd be like, no. I don't think I will, Nick. I don't think I will.
Fair enough. I'd say that's fair. And then maybe you can make yourself a pretty good sandwich after that. You're done killing it.
Oh, I got some more of these markers. I didn't even know.
Like the fancy-pantsy ones?
The fancy ones.
Ooh.
Yeah, let me bring a little more of these.
I'm trying to do this fast, you know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely not going for quality or technique by any means.
I think you're really, like, looking forward to getting done with this beer.
Well, yeah, I'm like maybe halfway,
and I'm also kind of half-assing the turkey here, but
here we are.
I just feel like there's not a whole lot you can do with hand turkeys. Where
you would think, I mean, there's some dumb fuck kids who just like color all one color, and it's like purple. It's like, you're an idiot. At least color it brown.
You ever seen a turkey? I mean, most of them probably haven't, to be honest.
Not yet. I don't think I've seen a turkey in real life.
I think I have.
Maybe once or twice, but that's it.
While hunting, I probably have.
Oh.
Some wild turkeys.
Is that a thing?
Wild turkeys are a thing.
Where?
Like Montana.
Oh, that makes more sense.
The great outdoors.
Yeah. Do you need this brown?
No, I'm just kind of putting my hand here because I don't know what to do.
That's fine. I understand. You know, just, if you need that brown, just take it.
Real Italian.
Just take it.
Oh, I know. I know what I've been missing here.
Do you know?
I do. This guy, one of these bad boys.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you found what you needed. That's nice.
Done.
Fucking nailed it, buddy.
Here we are.
Your turkey's so metal.
So what did your beer taste like, buddy? I said dry yeast, and then I said green yeast.
Dry... Very yeast.
I might be getting high from the markers, but I'm
cardboard.
I'm gonna throw this out there.
I'm not lying.
I'm gonna throw a Hail Mary out here.
Okay.
This might require a taste.
Okay.
Cinnamon. It might be the high from the markers or the aroma from the markers. I don't know, but a little cinnamon. Like someone was carrying a McDonald's apple pie and dropped it into the beer at one point. And it was just like a little like, what?
I'm going to go ahead and actually not agree with you on that one for once, yeah. I mean, write it if you feel it.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting on that. Cardboard, I was not lying about that one.
Cardboard.
Yep, very serious about how papery it tastes. I think it's dog shit. Probably don't need to write that.
How does it feel? I'm just going to move on before you get on the thing you're going for here.
It's got a nice feel.
It's like light, a little crisp.
Yeah, it's got a nice feel. Good bubbles. Not mad about it.
Some bubblies.
Yeah. It makes me think of winter.
I'm going to add that to thoughts. New category.
Oh.
Winter.
Yeah.
I do think it's actually a pretty decent beer to be like to pair along with like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like I bet you with food, fall. I would be so much more about this with
maybe
food.
Some mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah,
some stuffing and beer. This beer would be good.
Cranberry, anything.
Yeah.
I know you don't like the sweetness, but like, trust
Nib.
Cranberry.
Yeah, good Thanksgiving beer, honestly, but I wouldn't drink it again ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any final like thoughts on feel, thoughts, taste, smell, look?
Nothing nice. No. Nope.
There's just nothing popping out.
Nothing nice to say about it.
Yeah.
Other than the feel, it's a nice feel, and I do agree. Like all jokes aside, with food, especially Thanksgiving food, I think it really could pop. Honestly.
I'm going to talk about my
hand turkey. I'm about done here.
So what I got going on here is a nice like longboard or skateboard up to your interpretation. Hipster turkey with the red ball sack beard and a curlicue mustache. Got some hipster glasses and a hat. He's also got like the like very hipster thrift store sweater going on here.
Yeah,
but also runs into black turtleneck Steve Jobs style. because, you know, there's a lot of sweater going on. And I felt like I needed to mix it up and turkeys could wear two sweaters because they got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I like my tiny little legs. I like that detail for me. Here's my turkey, Nick.
That's nice. I like the tiny little legs, too.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. That's actually not my favorite part, but I like the tiny legs.
I like how I can get, like, up close with the camera now. This is nice.
That is nice. I enjoy that. So, with mine,
Show the audience. You're gonna wet it. You can see through the paper too.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah. So, but mine, he's got a beak. I definitely went for the more ball sacky, gangly
sack.
Thing.
You went full ball.
I went full ball sack. He's got some cool blue mohawks.
I do. He's got it's got a nice like
little tattoo
tapered down.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Only the best. Yep. Yeah, that's where he good gets barber. His absolutely good barber. I feel like all hand turkeys need some color in the feathers, so I did that. I was going for like some cheeky like white feathers here, but then after I started doing it, I'm like, oh, this is gonna suck. So I just stopped.
You kind of got like a hipster rug going on.
Yeah.
I mean, like there's a
like we could skin this bitch and make a nice rug.
Yeah, and sell it to Urban Outfitters for like $7,000.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I got some teeny little feet too, and that's my turkey.
There you go. Get nice and close.
Trying to get the light.
There it is. Yeah.
Focusing. I need to get in front of the face. Oh, almost had it focused.
There it is.
Now that. And we're blurry, and we're back.
All right, let's rate the beer and leave.
Yes, please.
Yep, I'm good.
Can we do a rating? What we think it would be normally, like what it is now, and what we think it would be with Thanksgiving food? Because mine changes immensely.
Okay.
Let me get my Thanksgiving one. Okay.
Do you want me to write mine while you say yours so everyone knows like we're legit? Too legit?
What do you think mining is?
I'll write mine down.
Okay, you can write yours down.
So no one knows it's fake.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get my Thanksgiving.
I'm going to give you...
Thanksgiving, okay.
I'm going to give you my phone. Scroll up so I can't see yours, but just so I can type mine.
Can't do that.
Okay.
Here. Gonna modify this note. There you go.
Okay. All right.
We're objective here.
Now. Don't look at your
now,
screen.
Now, you're watching Disney Plus. Could talk about that on this podcast.
Oh, that's relevant. We still kind of can, yeah.
I don't know anything about it other than it costs $7 a month and it has The Mandalorian.
But all you that's need. It. That's all right. Have. What do you think I think it is now?
Now I don't remember our scale, so...
This is awkward. I can read to you.
No, it's
because I'm at the bottom.
No, it's fine.
So 0 to 1 is bad. 1 to 2 is all right. 2 to 3 is okay.
I'm going to throw this out there. You probably don't need to go higher than that.
I'm going to think you're right.
I'm going to say you're giving it a cheeky 0.8. For no Thanksgiving food.
Mm-hmm. And Thanksgiving food?
I'm going to give you a cheeky little 2.1.
Mm. You were close both times. So I said 1 for now.
Mm-hmm.
Still bad.
Yeah.
Not all right.
Yeah.
Bad. For Thanksgiving, you were about there too. For Thanksgiving, I said 2.9. A little higher there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's terrible.
So 1 and 2.9.
Yeah, 1 and 2.9. I think it's terrible. And I think with Thanksgiving food, I'd actually really enjoy it. Like, I got the taste of potatoes, like mashed potatoes in my mouth right now, and stuffing.
Yep.
And yeah, I'd be so down for this beer. Because it's like I'm not going to not finish this. It's not like I'm going to spit it out bad. But, like, I don't enjoy it right now.
I get a lot of green in here.
Yeah,
I'm eating vegetables right now.
Might be your marker. You're getting, I don't know.
I'm like eating vegetables when I drink this beer, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I totally get what you mean, actually.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
Yeah, something fibery. Yeah. Maybe celery?
It's fibery. Like... Yeah, but celery is like almost too juicy for this, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Too All right, crisp. What do you think I rated mine? Or did you see mine?
I did not see yours.
Okay.
I think right now... You went 0.2.
Wow.
That's what I think. And for Thanksgiving, I think you said a 2.
I'm actually a lot closer to you. I said a 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And a 2.5.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah, we're actually pretty close on
this. Nice, yeah. Pretty, very close.
It's not like, did you say 1 bad or 1
bad? Right. I said 1 bad.
I didn't attribute it to anything because I was like, I'm very on the fence between bad and all right. I'd probably lean towards bad though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give it less than a 1.
Yeah, honestly, it has a really nice texture.
It does.
And there are notes, and like there's a hoppiness to it that we didn't write that down.
If it just didn't have the flavor that it has, it'd be a good beer.
It's got a really good bitterness to it. Hoppy bitterness. It's just really
good
dragged
texture, but
it's really dragged down by the fruity, yeasty flavors. Be it gross.
It's like when they say fruit from the yeast, it makes me think right now of a V8, a vegetable juice, and you're like, this is not mm-hmm. This is not juice.
No.
Stop calling it juice.
No good. No good at all. But there we are. Yeah. Didn't love it. Would not buy this again. Would not drink this again. I do understand that if
would you try another beer from this brewery again?
Yeah, because they really laid out the flavor pretty well for you.
They had I don't know if you saw this on their website, but a pumpkin saison or something, a pumpkin.
I don't want that.
I actually didn't mind it.
You tried it?
Yeah, I did try it.
Oh.
I tried that, but I didn't try this. Because I bought this, and I was like, I'm going to try it anyways.
Yeah.
So why should I try it? And I tried the pumpkin. I was like, that's interesting, and I don't even like pumpkin.
Right.
But after drinking this beer, I don't know that I would go to Tin Dog.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if I was there.
Yes.
But I'm not going to go out of my way.
I would not.
Ooh, I should get some Tin Dog.
No, I would not go out of my way to go to Tin Dog.
Sorry.
But if someone had another beer there somewhere, I would try it. I'm not completely turned off to their brewery as a whole. But looking at their website, it looked like they had a couple other beers that looked pretty decent. This one, however, at least just can alone, very deceptive. Very deceptive can alone. The only,
I was just thinking,
tropical?
Tropical hop flavors with a bitter backbone.
That sounds great.
I'm thinking, and 7.9%, I'm thinking, ooh, it's going to be, orangey, maybe a little syrupy, got some winter vibes going,
mm-hmm.
all good. No, none of that.
You had great intentions, and I do agree with them. very poor description.
Execution.
Yeah. Well, but their website described it pretty well. They listed the hops, and they're like, hey, it's pretty fruity because of the yeast. And I'm like, yep, you got it. Write that on your can. Wouldn't have bought
it on your sticky can.
Yep. But anyways.
All right, we're Two Beards Podcast. Follow us on the Twitters, YouTubes, Instagrams, Facebooks, all that good stuff. And, ring the bell, blah, blah, blah. If you're on audio podcast, watch us on YouTube. Really appreciates that.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.